On the second level of the Central Library, there is a room called Teenscape, where teens and kids can sit and do their homework after school or participate in the day's activities. Today's activity was learning about photography.
When you look at it, does it look like that to your eyes?
They were going towards each other.
Madeline Pena, Los Angeles Public Library's media representative, says this is just one of the many programs the Central Library offers to keep up with the ever-changing times and struggles that libraries now face.
Libraries are more relevant than ever now. Libraries have stayed, you know, on top of the technologies, on top of what's going on in the world in many different aspects.
The programs created by the libraries have helped many in the community, says Brenda Brew, LA Public Library's public relations specialist, who shares with me one of her fondest memories.
I coordinated a story of a woman who had been out on drugs for like 20 years out on the street. And she was trying to come back and get her life together, but she didn't know how to read. So we helped her to read, and she got a job, and she cleaned up her life. And after 20 years on the street, and I mean, she looked the 20 years on that street, you know what I mean? But she, the smile she had that she could read, it was just, I'll never forget that. I mean, you see, I'm about to get teary-eyed now, because wow.
While the programs are bringing in people to the library, so are the modern technologies that are ironically keeping people out. Pena and Brew insisted I take a tour of the Central Library to find out for myself. Our first stop was a tech kiosk where patrons can check out laptops and tablets for up to 2 hours.
I'm choosing the Nexus tablet. I'm checking out. I agree to the terms of service. And I'm placing my library card, my PIN code. I'm sorry, I owe money.
What did it say? Unequal fee.
Says blocked.
Do not discuss our card.
But otherwise, it would say approved.
We have a video online that will show you exactly how it works. Cool. Yes.
And then they can borrow it free set for up to 2 hours?
Up to 2 hours, yes.
Awesome.
We have 63 computers in here. 63.
The computer lab was also filled with people. Some patrons were standing along the wall, and many were seated. Inside the reading room were small brown chairs that faced the stage, where puppet shows could be virtually performed by placing your mobile device or an iPad up to the stage using an app called Archive LAPL.
The Archive LAPL app. There's a puppet show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Borriquita and the Coyote.
Another feature of the app is viewing exhibits like the map collection featuring a video from the Central Library's map expert. And another way the Central Library is mapping its future is by providing classes, such as citizenship corners, where those interested in becoming citizens can access materials and handouts.
We're busier than ever, and whoever says that libraries are dead, now that you have Google, you don't need libraries, invite them to come over to the library and just see, just one day, any neighborhood library, just stand there and see how much libraries are used. From kids, to parents, to seniors, to new Americans, everybody's using the libraries.
Long gone are the days of finding books the old-fashioned way. You can now even access books online and download them to your Kindle or tablet instantly. All you need is a library card, which takes less than 5 minutes to get, and it's all for free. LA Public Libraries have kept up digitally while also preserving its traditional services. JJ Maldonado, Annenberg Radio News.
There you go.